Okay, there is a minhag amongst many different segments of the Jewish people to have some sort of indicator at the top of the talus to let you know which is the top, which way is up on the talus and which way is down. But depending on the community you live in, that indicator could either be a piece of cloth, or it might be a very fancy, ornate silver piece that's worth a lot more than many talisim put together. Or it might even be more than that. You see every once in a while that there are two of these, what we call ataros. There's one that's actually a crown at the top, and then there's one that's in the middle of the beged. What is all of this based on? Where does all this come from? There is a Mishnah in Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lo Chivu Shtei Yossios El Mishum Roshem, Shekacha Yukosun Al Krashei Mishkan. That the reason there's a malacha called Kosev on Shabbos is because they used to mark the boards of the Mishkan so that they can know how to set up the Mishkan. The Yushalmi over there writes, Vakimoses a Mishkan Kim Mishpato, that when they erected the Mishkan, it had to be done like its Mishpat. So Yushalmi says, V'chiyesh Mishpat Le'etzim, is there such a thing as justice for wood? Ele'ezek keresh zachali yinasin b'tzafon, yinasin b'tzafon. Badarom, yinasin badarom. Whichever board was supposed to be in the north gets placed in the north. Whichever board was supposed to be placed in the south was placed in the south. They could not be mixed around. So that is the din of the krushim. Based on that Yerushalmi, the Magen Avraham in Simen Ches and Hilchos Tzitzis in Siv Katan Vav writes, V'nagu lasos atara mechatichas meshi, that there's a minhag to take a piece of silk and make a crown, l'simin sha'osin tzitzis shalafanav, shiuli olam lafanav, so as to make sure that the tzitzis that are normally in front of you will always be in front of you, k'moshe kasov, keresh shazach li'nasim batzafon, li'olam batzafon, and this is in line with the idea that you put each board where it belongs. Then the Magen Avraham writes, v'kasov b'ksavim ha'ari lo hayamakbid b'lvisha satalus l'asim tamid al tzadechad, that the Ari did not have this practice of being careful to make sure which side is up and which side is down. He was not careful at all about that. He would just put on his talus whichever way possible. Now, the source of this idea that the Magen Avraham is quoting is really from a Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh even takes it a step further. Shlach HaKadosh says, just like by the Mishkan, the boards that were placed on one side had to be placed there always and couldn't be moved to a different side. So too, by a talus, it has to be that way. And then he says, and also, ke'enze matzasi b'maharil b'hilchos sukkah, shera'a sherabu maharash, hayimisamin adapin l'mechitzas ha'sukkah. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, that he would mark the panels of his sukkah with an Aleph, Beis, Gimel to make sure that the panels were arranged in the same order from year to year in the sukkah as well. So apparently there is this idea derived from the Mishkan that things should remain in the same place, and even if all of the same objects are being used as a chefta shel mitzvah, it shouldn't be switched around or moved around. It should all be in the same place. That is the chiddush of the Magen Avraham in the name of the Shlach HaKadosh. The problem is, however, that I understand very well why by the Krashei HaMishkan it was important to have certain, you know, each of the boards remain in their consistent place, because whatever was closer to the Aron, Lechora was in a holier place. Whatever was further from the Aron, Lechora was in a less holy place. And we have a concept, Malin B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin, that when it comes to Kedusha, we're supposed to go up, things are supposed to move up, they're not supposed to move down, they're not supposed to be downgraded to a lower level of Kedusha. But take the talus, for example. Which side of your talus is holier than the other side? Or take the sukkah, for example. Which side of your sukkah, or which board of your sukkah, is holier than the other boards? So, l'chora, the whole idea of Malam Kodesh Re'im Uridin applies to things that are Tashmishe Kiddusha. And this is what the Maharsham asks in Chelek Beis, Siman Lametes, when he points out that probably the Arizal is correct in not being concerned about this, because there is no notion of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridin when you're dealing with Tashmishe Mitzvah, which things that are mitzvah uses but are not Kadosh, that are not items of Kiddusha. In fact, the Bikurei Yaakov in Siman Tav Reish Lamed also makes this same point, that there should be no iser to switch around which side of the talus is in front and which side of the talus is in back. And that's why the Magen Avraham was, the quotes the Arizal, not being concerned about this whatsoever. However, Yabia Omer asks on this yesod, in Rav Avadya Yosef, in Yabia Omer, asks on this idea that Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridin only applies to Tashmishe Kedusha and not to Tashmishe Mitzvah from a couple of places. First of all, you've all heard of the concept of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridin. I would bet 10 to 1 odds that I know exactly the first time, the first sugya you ever heard of the concept of Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridin. I would bet it's when you learned at some point in early elementary school about, or middle elementary school, about the machlokas, Beishame and Beisilel, of lighting Neros Chanukah. That the order, should you go up in numbers, should you go down in numbers when lighting Neros Chanukah? So one of the explanations is always go up in numbers. One of the explanations for Shitas Beisilel, we always go up. Why? Malin Bekodesh Vein Moridin. That's not Tashmishe Kedusha, that's Tashmishe Mitzvah. Not only that, the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamites tells us that when you start making the tzitzis, you put the white in before the blue, when you're making tzitzis with tcheles, because Ma'alin B'Kodesh Ve'in Moridin. Tzitzis are Tashmishe Mitzvah. They are not Tashmishe Kedusha. So, be that as it may, Rav Avadya then goes on to explain that probably this yesod is in fact correct. That Malam B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridin does not apply to Tashmishe Mitzvah. We're not going to get into right now how he answers those two questions, but probably it does not apply to Tashmishe Mitzvah. The specific application to Sukkah is most troubling. As Rav Abadi points out in his Tshuvas, Or Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tes, he says, after quoting this Shla Kadosh about putting the boards of the Sukkah where they were the previous year, Rabbi Abadi writes, Ofra ani tachos kapos raglav, v'yafali ishtika. I should probably be quiet because I shouldn't be arguing with such giants. Aval ma'es alocha le'esapik. He said, I can't help myself though. V'chi mechitzos ha-sukkah li'achos sukkahs yesh b'am eizashi kedusha, shen yochol ishtayim shem yosu l'tzor chediot. Do the walls of a sukkah retain any kedusha after sukkahs that you're not even you're allowed to use them for whatever you want? You want to use them as firewood after sukkahs gezuntahed. V'im kein eich efshar shalashon haba tzoruchu akbar al seder amidasan. V'chi chazra kedushasan aleim. What, the kedusha is just going to return to them if you want to use them again? And furthermore, why is a sukkah called a sukkah? Rashi, Masech HaSukkah, at the very beginning, Al Shem Ha Tzchach Kriya Sukkah. Does it say anywhere that you have to make sure the schach that's on the north side of your sukkah stays on the north, and the schach that's on your south side stays on the south? No, we never heard of such a hanhaga when it comes to schach. Very difficult to understand why the sukkah should be subject to this same rule of the krashei mishkan. There is another reason, though, for an atara for the talus. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Ches Sif Yud writes that the real reason that the minhag is to put an extra piece of cloth on one side of the talus is not so that you can know which side is up and which side is down, but because people tend to sweat on their heads and they put the talus over their heads a lot, and whereas the rest of the talus is over clothing, and the sweat gets caught in the clothing rather than sweating up the talus, by your head, you schwitz up the talus directly. And therefore, it would begin to fray and begin to get gross on the top of the talus. So the minhag was that they would put an extra piece of cloth for reinforcement of the talus. Once they did that, some mimela, you now know which is up and which is down because of that piece of cloth. But nothing to do with the top of the talus being any more important than the bottom of the talus. In fact, there are many people that take this shla kadosh of, oh, the top is more important and we can't switch it for the bottom. And that's why they make a silver atara, to give that extra chashivus to the top of the talus, to show that in some way it's the more chashiva part of the talus. However, there were several gedolei aposkim that were opposed to this practice. Specifically, the Malbim in Sefer Atzos HaChaim, the Levush in Siman Yud, Si'if Yud, and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Malbim writes, Ein l'tmoa al taliso shalanu, shosun lo yifoy mi yishar beged b'mokam amunach al rosh v'koron lo atara. He says that don't be bothered by the fact that people have a little extra cloth and they call it an atara. And that you might think that makes it that the only part of the talus that's actually a beged is the part that you wear on your head, and that's the important part, and the rest just happens to hang down. And that's a problem, because if you actually have a beged that you wear only on your head, a hat, let's say, that has cloth that somehow hangs down and covers parts of your body, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that such a beged is not chayiv in tzitzis. So if you turn your talus into such a beged, where the ikar is on your head and everything else just happens to be there, it would not be chayiv and tzitzis. It would therefore be a bracha levatala when you say a bracha on such a talus. So the Malbim says, I wouldn't get too nervous about that, because what do we do already? We just put a piece of cloth there. We don't in any way make it that the top of the talus is the only part that's the chashiv part of the beged. It just happens to be a piece of cloth. But says the Aruch HaShulchan, that one should be careful that it should only be cloth and nothing more. Umal kesef ulzahav betalus, he says. What do gold and silver have anything to do with a talus? They have no business being by a talus. A talus is an article of clothing. Who puts gold and silver on articles of clothing? Rabbi Abadi in his tshuva says, you know, I would add more that especially in a Beis HaKnesses and a Shas Tefillah, it's matil kina beinenu. That one person, you know, is a new chassan and he just got married and his in-laws bought him a fancy atara, and the other guy sitting next to him, also a new chassan, just got married, his in-laws didn't buy him a fancy atara. And he said, who needs that? We don't have enough baggage. We need to create more things to divide us, more things to... So Rabbi Abadi doesn't like the idea at all. So essentially, why not have an atara shel kesef? So first you have the Aruch HaShulchan. What does Kesef and Zav have to do with the Talis? You have Rabbi Abadi's concern that it's going to be Matil Kina. Furthermore, it's not Shaykh to be Mahader, something that's not an actual Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. Meaning, the Tzitzis are a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. Maybe even the Beged is part of the Cheftza Shal Mitzvah. But the piece of cloth you put at the top of the beged is a simen bialma. It's just a way of knowing which is up and which is down, if you hold you need to know which is up and which is down. But it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, so it wouldn't be mahadir such a thing. And fourth, if the main reason is mishum zeya, so, you know, just to catch some sweat, so then silver is not the best way to do that. It's not like, you know, you play a rough game of basketball or something, and you go to the break front and you take out some silver to wipe the sweat off your brow or whatever. That is not a wise thing to do on many levels. So where does it come from? Why are there those that do not have a problem with it? Rav Meishen or Chaim Chelekei Simon Chaf Oz Gimel quotes from the Divrei Chamudos. He says that one should not be wondering, he says, Sha'osun la yifoy mishara beged b'makam amunach al rosh v'koron la atara kilu ikra atalus l'nasa l'nicha al rosh, that people will get the impression that the primary part of the talus is only on the head. Sha'i kule alme yodin v'ro and sha'atalus m'shul shal al ksefa val gufo v'nikar sha'ikaru l'kach nasa. Everyone realizes that the talus isn't just something that one wears on their head, that it's something that covers the whole body, and be'ikar, it's really to wrap the body. It's just a way to decorate the talus nicely, and it's an extra level of tznius yisera to put a talus over the head. So, and to make an atifa, b'shas bracha, we put a talus over the head. So that's why, miyafin mokomahu, we make nice that particular part of the talus. Says Rav Moshe, l'fi zeh, who raks faras harcha shulchan be'atzmo shekadai af levatel minagze. Says, I know what the Aruch HaShulchan says, and he's all upset about this, and that we have to be mivatel this minug. He says, I don't think so. I don't think you have to be mivatel the minug. Rav Meir says, I don't have a silver atar because that's not my family minug. But if you happen to have a minug that you have a silver atar, hey, nothing wrong. Live and let live on something like this. It's not the end of the world if one person has an atara and another person doesn't have an atara. So Rav Moshe was not particularly concerned about this. Rav Reuven Margolios in Nefesh Chaya brings a smach to this minhag from his Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. The Zohar in Parshas Pinchas writes, "The Eid Yukna de Kanfi Mitzvah Betalus Muzheves." It refers to a golden talus. So maybe the idea of gold does have some alpi Kabbalah, some association with the talus. Why those Hasidim that you've ever seen that have an extra piece of silver in the middle of the talus? Well, they're trying to respond to the concern that we just spoke about, that many poskim have, that if your talus is essentially a headpiece that happens to have some cloth hanging down, it's a bracha levatala. It's not even chayiv in tzitzis. So they say, okay, instead of removing the atara so it's not just a headpiece, we're going to make another beautiful thing of silver in the middle of the beged that actually covers the body, so it's obvious that it's not just a headpiece. Again, Rav Moshe thinks it's obvious anyway, but that is the issue of an atara on the top of a talus.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You've worked hard for what you have: your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.